Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for January 26th to February 2nd and beyond? As we talked about last week, Mercury has entered Aquarius today, January 26th, and by next weekend, Mercury will be just a couple of degrees away from Neptune.
Neptune isn't part of traditional Vedic astrology. They couldn't see it back then, so there is nothing about it in the original texts. But astrology isn't scripture. It keeps growing and evolving, and modern Vedic astrologers include Neptune when scrutinizing planetary patterns for predictions.
Our modern world is arguably much more complicated than ancient traditional culture, so it seems we would need some more planets.
Neptune is the planet of dreams, of illusion. We could say that Neptune is the opposite of Mercury, the planet of intellect, of rational thought.
So putting these two planets together creates a conundrum. What happens when you combine planetary energies representing opposite ends of a spectrum?
Mercury is a malleable planet. The thinking planet gets influenced by whatever forces are acting on it. Thus, Neptune, as a significator of dreams, can make Mercury more idealistic, and especially in Aquarius, the sign of sacrifice for group goals. That idealism would then have an altruistic humanitarian quality to it.
Or it could go in a negative direction. Neptune has a dark side. Dreams can be nightmares. Then the Neptunian influence tilts Mercury towards doubt, paranoia, and disappointment.
Well, that would be more likely the case if there was a malefic influence on the Mercury-Neptune conjunction, but this time there is not. Rather, what we see in the zodiac is Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, bestowing its beneficial trinal aspect from its position in Gemini, which, by the way, is Mercury's sign.
So Jupiter is sending its energy to its dispositor, Mercury, strengthening the relationship between Jupiter and Mercury. Therefore, during the coming weeks, we can expect more pronouncements of concern for the downtrodden, proposals to do something for the disadvantaged, big ideas for creating a better society. Problem is, it's all in mental air signs, with mental planets, so nothing real happens.
I agree with your analysis, David. It'll just be lots of compassionate brainstorming and speechifying.
We need look no further than this Tuesday for an excellent example of this planetary pattern. That's when President Obama gives his State of the Union address, which, of course, will be full of expressions of concern for the downtrodden.
The new moon will be on Thursday, January 30th at 16 degrees Capricorn. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Magha, named for the nakshatra in which the full moon falls, Magha, on February 14th.
Magha is directly connected with kings and rulers, respect and ancestors, so the upcoming month is favorable for paying one's respects, seeking favors from superiors, distributing patronage, asking for a promotion.
And this month's new moon is unsullied by any malefic influence, so it sounds like, at least on that account, the next 4 weeks should be a bit smoother.
Except, as always, there'll be lots of other astrological energies manifesting during the coming weeks.
David, doesn't this lunation also mark the Chinese New Year?
Yes. Well, not to get off the topic too much, but yes, the new moon on January 30th is the beginning of the Chinese Year of the Horse. In Chinese astrology, the horse year is characterized by swift-moving events, group actions, and naturally the horse likes to gallop, but it is happiest to have others to frolic with while expressing its power and grace. The horse can become despondent if it has no one to share its energy with, so it's not a good year to become isolated.
Okay. On Friday, January 31st, Venus ends its 6 weeks-long retrograde period at 19 degrees Sagittarius. The planet of love, pleasures, finance, and guidance will resume normal forward motion in the zodiac. Venus significations will slowly be returning back to normal.
I notice that Venus is now barely a degree away from Pluto. Since we include Neptune in our astrological analysis, should we have something to say about Pluto as well?
True, David. As modern Vedic astrologers, we should take a look at Pluto. Would you care to offer an analysis of the Venus-Pluto conjunction?
Well, Pluto is reputed to have a Shiva-like quality. That means it has great powers of destruction, but for the purpose of rebirth. So here we are talking about Venus, planet of harmony and agreement. Perhaps we shall see a breakthrough in one of the international negotiations going on. Maybe Syria peace talks or the Iran nuclear talks?
Yeah, a breakthrough or a total breakdown. I mean, the idea with Pluto is that first you get destruction.
Well, Venus is also entertainment. What about the recent breakthrough in China where Lady Gaga albums can now go on sale?
Okay, that's a good one. Here's my nomination. Since Venus is value, a financial breakdown somewhere in the world, in the stock market, or bonds, or gold, which, I mean, everyone seems to be saying there needs to be a correction in that area, or that old chestnut, the federal government's debt ceiling, which is coming up again shortly.
Oh, yes. Is this Venus-Pluto conjunction going to stick around for a while? I'm thinking about the Venus as entertainment angle and the fact that the Sochi Winter Olympics are just around the corner.
That's a good example, David. And yes, because Venus is just coming out of retrograde, it will be barely moving, and therefore will still be closely conjunct Pluto for another couple of weeks.
Well, that could be a bit ominous for the Olympics.
Yeah, or the Super Bowl. We'll have to keep an eye on this conjunction and see what manifests.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.